Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Friday, Old School 93.7 The Ticket. TheTicketFM.com, The Ticket FM app. You can check out the Sartor Hammond video stream, live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. Get your chat on there if you so choose. You can call in to the Honda of Lincoln hotline or text in to the Sartor Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. Hit me with a what's up, DP, and I'll get to you. We'll do that. We're waiting the phone call from Mr. Hall of Famer 5644. Champion. It's him. We ain't gonna, don't run. Don't run. Just punch it in. It's him. You know, Jay Foreman is on time. That's one thing we know. He is where he is, but he is on time. Let's bring in the Hall of Famer. Mr. Foreman, sir, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. We catch you at a good time?
I wouldn't say that, but I'm on time. I wouldn't call it that, my brother.
You are always on time.
I'm going to tell you this, though, man. I got a text, and they said DP must be like the African-American version of MacGyver, man. They say you know everybody. They say you need to run for mayor.
No.
So you might as well, you and Fred, he's the mayor of Iowa State. You're the mayor of Lincoln.
I'm the mayor, like, back in, Do the Right Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting out front porch telling folks to mind their business? That's me. That's the mayor I'm going to be. That's the lane I'm going to go in. So, you know. But we need to get all the Huskers on, man. That's what we're here for. We're trying to get that work in, man. Let folks be heard. Give them a voice. You ready to uphold your greatness and extend your incredible streak to 3 weeks? You ready for this?
Oh, yeah. I'm always ready.
Okay. All right.
The first game I'm going to pick, though, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Okay.
Off the Schneid. And I'm going to go out there on the limb. Detroit is going to beat the Eagles.
I can't. I won't even disagree with you.
Detroit is going to beat the Eagles, and it's going to be, I wouldn't say it's a blowout because I don't think Detroit has the capability to do it, but it's going to be in hand soon.
Okay.
Or quickly.
Okay. Okay. So let's load them up. Cincinnati heads to New York. 5-2 Bengals face the 1-5 Jets.
Oh, no question. Who they? They're fighting Joe Burrow. They're starting to catch fire. I'm really interested to see how well they play coming off of, you know, a big victory. See how they can back it up. And that'll let you know about the maturity of the team. But you know, the Jets are in they're in flux right now. You know, the coach was there talking about guys being motivated. When a coach has to come out and say, you're playing, you know, a kid's sport and getting paid a king's ransom, and if you're not motivated by that, then you got problems. That lets you know that some guys are already looking at U-Haul prices for the, week 17 or 18 when they can go back to their home. And so Cincinnati's going to come in and feast on them.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Tennessee at 5-2 travels to Indy to face the 3-4 Colts. What you got?
I like Tennessee because I think their offense is starting to catch fire. I think Julio Jones is starting to get healthy or healthier. Brown is starting to, assert himself as, 1A, and even though Julio's there. And then Derrick Henry, I think, is going to get back on track. Indy's going to, going to put up a good fight. But I just think Tennessee is playing too well right now, and they know if they get this game, they can kind of cruise to, their division title and get a home game in the playoffs.
The 6-1 Rams travel to Houston to face the Texans.
I got the Rams. Houston, the moves that they're making, and obviously, they got a big one that they're supposedly going to make with Deshaun Watson. I know they had a team meeting down there, but, that's going to be all for nothing. They don't have a – I know Tyrod Taylor might be back this week, but the Rams are, this is a game that they have to win. I just think Houston has a lack of talent and a lack of continuity on both sides of the ball. And, they're going to jettison any player that they can get, any type of compensation for. So everybody's looking at around to see who's going to be gone next. And when that happens, the last thing that these guys are worried about is how well they play. They're just trying to take care of themselves. So the Rams are going to come in there and handle them pretty easy.
The 3-3 Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Cleveland and face the 4-3 Browns. Mayfield cleared to start. We don't know what that means for game time. What are your thoughts?
Oh man, I don't know. This is probably the hardest one to pick because Mayfield's kind of coming back. Pittsburgh's defense will always keep them in it. I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's gonna be motivated to get a little get back from the playoffs. Their offense looks a little bit better. And despite Melvin Ingram not working out as I thought he would, I still think the defense is going to be, pretty good. And plus, they're looking to uphold the mental prowess that they have over the Browns or have had over the Browns. So I think Pittsburgh is going to win.
The 2-4 49ers go to Chicago to face the 3-4 Bears.
Man, the Niners are just look like booty. They just garbage. I wish I could pick this one, and it has to be an asterisk if Khalil Mack plays or doesn't play. But I'm going to go with the Bears. They're at home. I think the defense will play well at home. The 49ers, their offense hasn't looked good. But if Khalil Mack doesn't play, I would probably think the 49ers just because of, Fields being a rookie and not have any weapons. So, that's a hard one. I'll lean and go with I'm going to go with the home team with the Bears reluctantly. And, if I win it, great. If I don't, so be it.
I understand. The 3-4 Carolina Panthers travel to Atlanta to face the 3-3 Falcons.
Man, I'm gonna go with the Falcons. I think their offense, with Pitts, that kind of hybrid tight end, Matt Ryan, quietly is in my opinion, if I was down there, I would keep him around for a couple more years and not just be kind of like a stopgap so they can get back into the draft, which there's not any franchise worthy guys coming up. At least this year's draft. I like their offense better than I like Carolina's offense. Considering the way Carolina played last week and then going on the road to Atlanta, I like Atlanta. But the game's going to be pretty close because Carolina's defense is pretty salty.
In the easiest pick of the day, the Buffalo Bills host the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, this is not even a question. It's not even a question.
What's the spread?
The only thing that I don't like is that it's not like 44 degrees, and then by halftime it's going to be 32 degrees. So it just could just drive it into those Dolphins and Jake, just that much more because it's going to be cold. So you know, the Buffalo Bills are, you know, I think it's going to be closer. I don't think Buffalo covers because I think Miami's going to be playing to not getting, not getting embarrassed. And Tua's been in the offense has been playing pretty decent. So, but I think Buffalo ends up winning this game.
Buffalo is favored by 2 touchdowns. Is that enough?
It's enough, but I don't think they cover. I think it's going to be, you know, like 7 to 9 points.
Okay.
So I guess I don't know what they, what is that, the under? I don't know what it, I don't know the lingo. All I know is how I pick them and I produce. That's all I know.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Do you remember when Mike Tyson says, I don't know nothing about nothing when he was about to fight Frank Bourgeois or whatever his name was?
That's it.
He's like, I'm about to kill that dude. That's all I do. You know what I mean?
That's all I know. That's all I'm talking about. The 3-4 Patriots travel to face the 4-2 Chargers.
I'm going with the Chargers. I think the Patriots are, you know, better than their record, I think, but they just don't have the offense, you know, to keep up with the Chargers. The Chargers have sputtered a little bit, but I think they see a little blood in the water. I think Kansas City's struggling. The Raiders are on their heels, or maybe the Raiders are, you know, maybe have a leg up and they're struggling. So this is a game that they have to win. They're at home. Even though New England will be game, but I think the Chargers will win.
This one's interesting to me just because it's a short week. 1-5 Jacksonville travel to Seattle to face the 2-5 Seahawks.
Oh, man. You know, the fighting Geno Smiths up there. I don't know, man. You know, they didn't look too good. And Jacksonville, after a victory, you know, I think they got a pretty much a bye week. And I like the way Trevor Lawrence is playing. I like the way he's playing. I like him as a pro right now. And so, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to pick them based on how they've been playing, coming off a victory. And Seattle's offense is just not the same without Russell Wilson. It's amazing how much lemonade he made out of, you know, with lemons. Yep. You know what? No, I'm going to backtrack that. Hold on. You know, I don't know what happened. Hold on. I had a vision of me breaking the huddle and looking at DK Metcalf. I'm going with Seattle.
Okay.
I'm going because they got DK Metcalf. And they got the other good little receiver.
They got Lockett. They got Lockett.
They got guys. So I think Geno Smith. And I think Geno Smith's playing better than I'm giving credit for. And that's a long trip from Jacksonville. So I'm going with Seattle. And I think Pete Carroll's going to have those guys ready. And let's be honest. They, you know, even though it was a little bit of inclement weather, you know, they played the Saints pretty tough. And Seattle's Achilles heel has been their defense. And so the defense actually played pretty decent. So. And they got the ultimate eraser in Bobby Wagner, and he's one of my favorite guys to watch.
Washington football team at 2-5 travel to face the 3-4 Broncos.
Man. You know, back in the day, the Broncos used to be called the way too real Denver Broncos because of that offense. I think Denver's going to win. Man, I would see this is hard because I want to know where Von Miller, where he's at. You know what I mean?
Right.
Denver, and I like Teddy B. Water better than Heineke. I'm going with Denver, you know.
Okay.
I'm going with Denver for the simple fact that Joey Porter got shot in the butt in Denver, and Joey Porter's my boy, so we're going to go with
Denver. Why are you telling that man's business? Leave that man's business.
His business on the internet.
Leave that man's business alone. Joey Porter ain't do nothing to you today. He ain't do nothing to you. Tampa, 6-1, travel to New Orleans, face the 4-2 Saints.
Oh, man. I'm going Tampa. The Saints are going to be tough at home. They got a defense that's always keeping them in the game. I know Jameis is going to look for revenge, but I think Tampa, even though Antonio Brown's out, Gronk's still out, they still have weapons upon weapons. But they get Levante David back. So he matches up well with Kamara and then obviously Evan Ingram plays. So, you know, supposedly, you know, they'll know Jameis' weaknesses and all that. But I think Sean Payton will call a good game. But I like Tampa. I like the way that they're doing. I really don't even think Tampa's hit their stride yet. They're just playing, good football for them. Obviously focused, and they got the ultimate lead in Tom Brady. I just think that New Orleans without Thomas, and the transition to Jameis, and their offensive line hasn't been as stellar as years past in the run game.
It's a Sunday night game. The 5-1 Cowboys travel to Minneapolis to face the 3-3 Vikings on Sunday night.
Reluctantly, I'm going to – not reluctantly. You know, I'm not – I don't like the Cowboys, but I'm going to pick the Cowboys regardless if Dak plays or not. I'm not a fan of Kirk Cousins. I'm a fan of his agent and all this other stuff. I like Dallas. I like their offense. I like – I think they're getting Zeke going a little bit more, which is obviously – you know, the best thing that they could do. And I think their defense is better than, you know, people really, you know, think. And I think they got Diggs out there. Obviously, he can match up with Thielen. But I just like Dallas the way that they're doing, even though Mike McCarthy, game management skills are suspect at best. The only problem that's going to hurt Dallas is this. You got an offensive coordinator that's interviewing for jobs across the, you know, the NFL. So if he gets too pass happy, you know, within weeks, you know, down the road, it'll take them out of their best game plan or out of their foundation they need to be in. But I think they handle the Vikings.
Monday night, the 2-5 Giants travel to Kansas City.
That's not even a question. The only thing is how much are they going to be? I think this might be a double play. I call it the PlayStation. Game. When you're down 21 points by halftime, you got to push reset and start over. So it's just a matter of can Kansas City cover the spread twice? I hope the Giants come out there and get some good barbecue, so forth and so on. But this trip is going to be a straight up beatdown. I think the Chiefs are not in panic mode, but they know, look, we can't keep riding on our Super Bowl from 2 years ago. People aren't just going to lay down for us. I think this might be a statement game for Patrick Mahomes and the offense. And then this is about the time that where the defense starts to play well with Kansas City. You know, it seems like they try stuff at the beginning of the year, give up big yards, and then they, you know, kind of hone in on what they do well. So I think it's going to be a statement game for Kansas City Chiefs, and they get back rolling, or at least get back rolling on Monday night.
Your immediate thoughts on Green Bay versus Arizona last night?
Ooh, well, it was an opportunity lost definitely by Arizona, because going into the game, they had the advantage. You know, first of all, they're at home. They're undefeated. You're coming into, against a team that's injury depleted, especially on offense. And, you know, their defense had been playing well. I know J.J. Watt is on injured reserve, but they had guys at all three levels, you know, that have been making plays. They had Phillips, Jordan Phillips that they picked up from Buffalo, have been playing good in the interior. And they run kind of like a hybrid nickel defense anyways. Four linebackers and stuff like that have been playing well. And, you know, it was a good game. I think Green Bay dominated the game, but then obviously, you know, that 4th-and-1 hurt them. You know, obviously not getting in and didn't steal the game, but ultimately – the best team won. Now, what was really concerning if I was the head coach of the Cardinals is Green Bay came in and just beat us up physically as far as their offensive line, bludgeoning us in the run game. Whether it was Dillon or Jones, they were just running straight zone and just mano-a-mano and bringing it to them. And so if I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, I know the tight end got hurt, which sucks, but they got the backup guy they got is pretty good from Tennessee, from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Second-year guy, he's pretty good. Once they get healthy, for me, if I was a Packer fan, it would give me, you know, a little bit of more confidence knowing that our defense is actually physical this year. I think they learned from a couple years ago when San Francisco was still running the ball literally up and down the field, and they look physical. But then ultimately, Aaron Rodgers can take some guys that hadn't played, and none of those guys had played, and really, you know, score some points. And they left a lot of points out there, man. So, you know, look, it was a good game. It wasn't the epic game it was a couple years ago, but it still was a really good game. And I think the better team won. But Cardinals, you know, they're a good team as well, and they're gonna learn from it. But the concern should be once you touch the QB. And you touch him the right way, his whole game changed. And you saw when I think Rashad Gary got to him, he tweaked the wheel a little bit. His whole mindset and game was off. And whatever happened that last play, I think that's what you give that offense. It's kind of like a feast or famine. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. I think Arizona will be right there, and I think Green Bay is trending in the right direction and going forward. And then you got Tampa, and you always have a surprise team in the NFC. So it's going to be interesting to see who comes out of there, you know, down the stretch. But, yeah, I like that game last night.
What happened on the last play? Like, how does that happen?
I think it was a lack of communication. I think Kyle Murray was just out there. He panicked. He's a great young player, you know. But, you know, when you saw back in the national championship game or the, you know, Final Four, when Alabama was hitting him, hey.
Right.
It's a whole different ball game running that air raid against dudes that can't hold up. But when you're getting hit, you kind of see some things that you shouldn't. And I think I don't know why AJ Green was blocking. That just doesn't seem right.
Right.
But I don't think he was expecting the ball anyways. And it just seemed like everything was rushed. I think he was thinking one thing, that they were trying to catch Green Bay by surprise, and it was only fitting that the guy that the Cardinals cut a few weeks ago ended up sealing the game. But, you know, look, it's a learning experience for him. It's a lack of experience in big games, you know, by Kyler Murray. He's a young quarterback, and you're facing one of the best of all time, Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, somehow, some way, the Green Bay has found ways to win.
13
seconds left. I'm waiting for Green Bay. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm waiting for Green Bay to have that game offensively where you're like, yeah, that's what I'm used to seeing, and I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, 13 seconds left. I just thought, if it's not there, just throw it away, reload, do it next play.
Right, because you're going to overtime anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, chip shot, field goal at worst. Like, yeah, you want to win it, but my goodness gracious, it was just, yeah, there were a lot of things. Let's jump into the Big Ten for tomorrow, because there's some interesting games. Number 6, Michigan travels to East Lane to face the number 8 Spartans. Who you got?
Oh, well, I'd like Michigan State to win because I'm a big Mel Tucker fan, and I hate Michigan, but I think Michigan's a little bit better team. I think their offense is a little bit more explosive, and I think their defense is better than Michigan State's. But in a rivalry game, you just never know, and I think Mel Tucker has shown you last year that he'll have his team ready to play, and they're playing at home. So I'm going to pick Michigan, but I won't be surprised if Michigan State wins, and I'm hoping that they win just because I like Mel Tucker. And one of my old teammates, one of my good friends, Travis Tillman, is their defensive back coach. So, you know, I'm always pulling for him, you know, anytime he can do well.
Number 9, Iowa travels to Wisconsin.
Really, you got two teams that play the same way, two really good defenses. I'm going to pick Wisconsin for the simple fact they're playing at home. Iowa's offense, I've said it all year, they live and die with their defense scoring points. Now they got to play, you know, they got to play football. And I haven't seen their offense be explosive, you know what I mean, or just be consistent. Their quarterback is holding them back, and the running game is not dominant enough to kind of, you know, turn out 30, 40 points. You know, on the other side, you got Wisconsin trying to do the same thing, trying to manufacture, but I just like their quarterback a little bit better. So it's kind of a pick 'em. You know, I'm not impressed with Wisconsin this year, but, you know, they had a really good game, obviously, last week against Purdue, so I think they're starting to kind of catch their stride and get into, like, their home stretch Wisconsin mode.
Rutgers travels to Illinois.
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Well, here it is. I mean, Rutgers has played well for them all year. They're well coached. They're really, really good on special teams. They're going on the road. They actually play better on the road than they do home. I just think Illinois, just like the Nebraska game, they did what they needed to do. I don't think they'll be able to run the ball to the tune like they did against Penn State. I think Rutgers will just, you know, load the box. Jeez. This game is like, what type of diarrhea you like? You want the explosive or you want the slow bleeding time? So, slow bleeding time. I guess I'm going to pick, I hate picking these games because these go on my resume. So, I got to think here. I'm going to go with Rutgers just because of the quarterback issues with Illinois. I think that Rutgers and They'll load up the block box and try to stop it, the run.
Indiana travels to College Park, Maryland.
I'm going to pick Maryland. Indiana is just on the downhill. I think that beat down by Ohio State kind of took a lot out of them. The quarterback play has obviously, you know, just Penix Jr. and everybody being hurt. And I like Maryland. I think they scored some points and they showed some stuff against Minnesota. And Indiana's not a real physical team, so it kind of plays right into them. And plus they're playing at home, which is not a home field advantage, but it's just a hard game to go and play. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's almost like we're going to bring you down to our level. And not you guys won't be motivated because we actually have nobody in the stands at all.
Literally.
So then, therefore, you're not going to be excited.
Yeah, literally nobody. Minnesota travels to Northwestern.
Well, I'm Minnesota. You know, look, I'll give it. You know, I'll give a little PJ Fleck, Mr. Elite. You know, they're a better team than I thought. The defense is, you know, I think the biggest thing that changed for them is two things. One, their defense is better than it was last year. They had some transfers come in, but I just think they're playing better. And I think their offensive line is one of the best in the nation, let alone the Big Ten. And his ability to have running backs that just, you know, third, fourth running back come in and run the plays, and their quarterback is playing consistently. And they got the law firm, Autumn Bell, that's pretty good, and the other receiver's pretty good. I like the way they're playing. And I think they're extremely physical and big, and so I think that they're gonna beat Northwestern.
The primetime game, ABC, number 20, Penn State at Ohio State, number 5.
Oh, Ohio State, big. I think James Franklin has hired a new agent. He's got one foot and out the door looking somewhere at USC or LSU, and they can't score points. And Ohio State is rolling, okay? They are rolling, and that defense is getting better every week, so I'm picking Ohio State.
Easiest pick of the day. What happens at Memorial?
I'm going to pick Nebraska. I think it's going to be a hard game. I mean, Purdue's defense is pretty good. Nebraska's defense needs to bounce back and played well for the last two or three weeks. And so I think it's a good matchup for Nebraska. So I think they're rested. I think they're refocused. And I think Nebraska will show well and win.
How many outfits will Jay Foreman wear tomorrow while trying to hide from
camp?
Well,
I'm not going to tell you, but I can tell you the over-under will be 3.
We're still accepting pictures. We're still accepting pictures of Jay Foreman at the game tomorrow. All right, brother, enjoy your day. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good Friday night.
All right, man, I'm going to holler at you.
Yeah, man, that's Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer. You got your picks. Go make your money. Go make your money. We'll throw the break. More Old School when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hey, basketball fans, ready for a slam dunk? Check out the Philly Cheesesteak Sub at Penn Station East Coast Subs. Juicy grilled steak, melted provolone, and sautéed veggies, served any way you like on fresh baked bread. It's a game changer, perfect for game day or any day. Head to Penn Station and score big with the Philly Cheesesteak Sub. Don't forget about our delicious fresh-cut fries, made in-house freshly squeezed lemonade, and our irresistible chocolate chip cookies. Ordering online is an easy layup at penn-station.com or walk into your nearest Penn Station East Coast Subs today.